From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Pressure is building on the regional government of Spain's Catalonia region not to declare independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is set to address his parliament later sometime today. France and Germany on Monday expressed support for continued Spanish unity. The mayor of the Catalan capital, Barcelona, called for collective thinking as a country and avoiding placing social cohesion in peril. Spain's opposition socialist leader, Pedro Sánchez, called on Catalonia's leaders to listen to all of their people.
Pueblo catalán son muchos. Que Cataluña nos una.
Mr. Sánchez speaking here, pointing to Sunday's mass march in Barcelona against independence. He said Catalan society must not be allowed to fracture. Alana Moseri is an international relations expert at Madrid's European University.
I think the biggest story here is just how these tensions have been escalated in a way that just wasn't necessary. I think we see a lack of leadership on both sides in this sense. And for most people in Spain, most people who are not on either extreme of this issue are finding the whole situation rather surreal.
An overwhelming percentage of Catalans who voted in the region's independence referendum recently voted yes. The Spanish government declared that illegal. Liberian President Ellen Sirleaf Johnson Monday called for a peaceful vote as her country heads to the polls today to choose a replacement for Africa's first female head of state after 12 years in office.
Remember that you are an empowered people. The future of the country is in your hands. Vote for the person and persons you believe will make Liberia a better place.
Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. This is VOA. President Donald Trump tweeted Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. On Saturday, the president tweeted that, quote, only one thing will work, an implication some take to mean that may foretell military action. Monday, Russia and China called for restraint, a message the Atlantic Council senior fellow Robert Manning called wise.
I would throw in the concerns from the Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which are quite similar, that Trump's tweets are counterproductive and raising tensions unnecessarily.
Mr. Manning referring there to outgoing Senator Bob Corker, who warned that President Trump risks putting the U.S. on the path toward World War III. Britain and the European Union appear to be at odds over the status of negotiations leading to Britain's departure from the EU. British Prime Minister Theresa May cited a new dynamic in the talks, saying the two sides are near agreement on the rights of millions affected by Brexit. But the European Commission spokesman Margaritis Schinas sees things differently.
There is a clear sequencing to these talks, and there has been so far no solution found on step one, which is the divorce proceedings. So the ball is entirely in the UK court.
A fifth round of talks opened Monday in Brussels with no real progress reported. Brexit is supposed to be complete by March 2019. University of Chicago professor Richard Thaler was awarded the Nobel Prize for Economics for his work on how human nature affects supposedly rational markets.
My mantra is, if you want to get people to do something, make it easy. Remove the obstacles. So if we want people to use less energy, figure out ways to make that easy.
Thaler has been influential in the field of behavioral economics, with his research showing how traits such as a lack of self-control may prompt decisions that do not have the best outcome. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is defending the arrest of a U.S. consulate employee accusing him of being a spy. Last week, Turkey arrested Metin Topuz, a U.S. consulate employee and Turkish national, accusing him of regular communications with alleged leading members of what Turkey deems a terrorist network. Turkey has also said it will be questioning a second consulate employee. And Iran is warning the United States against designating the Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist organization, saying that that would put the United States on the side of the Islamic State group. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.